Hi, good evening. Good evening, everyone. Tonight was every rabbi's dream. You pull up to shul to give a shiur, and the parking lot is full, and there are no spots. And here I am excited that everyone's finally, shul's gonna be packed for the shiur. Got a little, the juices are flowing, energy. And then it gets even better. You see a whole group of chassidim outside. They're also coming to my shiur. Amazing, what a display of achdus. But, no. But I thought you said you could take the shrimal upstairs.
No, I don't think you can do that.
No. Baruch Hashem, we're here together. Tonight's Chafetz Chaim has back-to-back-to-back three se'ifim in a row have a very relevant and practical halachos. I think... three very relevant halachas. I'd like to just jump right into it. In page one, the Chafetz Chaim, we're in Klal Beis Os Yud Aleph. The Chafetz Chaim writes, he had just spoken about the supposed heter of Ape Tlasa, something said in front of three people, it's going to get out, and with certain conditions met, it's okay to then repeat that information. So the Chafetz Chaim says, based on this, the end of the first line, Tzarech Lizayir, a person has to be very careful. Kishayoshvin Shiva Tove Ha'ir La'ayin Bidvar Hanhagas Ansha'ir B'inyane Ha'arachos V'kayotze B'zeh. You had a council. You had a city council, a city board. The Gemara has the Zion Tove Ha'ir. These were the people who are making decisions for a city. Now, we don't have that on our own today, but I think it's going to be true for a shul board or for any council, any committee that a person has. B'davar shu chov l'zeh u'zichus l'zeh. And this committee, this council, has to make a decision who is chayev and who is not chayev, who's in the right, who's in the wrong. V'nechleku b'deos. V'nechlekes. Like often happens, not everyone is in agreement. V'omdu l'minyan v'halchu basa ruba. So what do you do when you have a committee, when you have a board, when you have a council, you draw straws, you have a vote, and you go based on the majority. So you have to be very careful. Kishiyitsu mi chadar hakahal, when you leave the room where the decisions are being made, tzrichin li zar ma'od kol achad v'achad, shalo l'saper achar kach daito odas ploni. You can't say what your opinion was or what any of the members of that committee's opinion was. I walk out and I tell the person who we made a decision about. Let's say a person is up for promotion. Or let's say they're voting on the sister rabbi's next contract. Let's say. And come out and Russell Aller is on the board. You're on the board? Russell Aller, past president. Said, everyone's got bad news to tell you. Your contract. Well, let's not use me because someone else had bad news. You didn't get the job. Now I want to let you know. I'm Russell talking. I really voted for you. I voted for you. But what am I going to do that I was outvoted? Why am I out? And this happens a lot. The first time I came up with such an example was in something very silly. You're reffing a hockey game, and there's two refs, and you come back to the coach and you say, "There's no, you know, we huddled, no goal. I really thought it was a goal, but this happens all the time. The other ref felt stronger about it. The other ref was closer, so I got outvoted." Or you're on an admissions committee for school, and you have to tell a parent a child didn't get into yeshiva, didn't get into school. I really thought he should get in, but I have a whole committee, and I got outvoted. And these types of things come up more frequently, I think, than we realize. The Chafetz Chaim says you have to be careful not to express what your opinion was if it was the opposite of what the final psak is. Why? Well, before he gets to why, he says, "V'lo mebaya im huskam b'nei mitchila kishayetsu mechadar akal shalagaos." It's obviously true if before the vote, everyone in the room said, okay, what happens in this room stays in this room, and we're not going to repeat that. That's obviously true that you can't then relay that information. Olasaper la'ish hanochi. We turn the page. Gufar. We made a decision that we wouldn't tell the person. Sheilav nugei achovahu. Bevadai iser gamaru. It's certainly usher. El afilu bistama. Even if we didn't, before we took the vote, we didn't make a rule that what happens in this room stays in this room. We took a vote, and then everyone dispersed. Everyone left. The gam einenu mechaving legalos. Even if my kavana is not really to throw the other guy under the bus, rak bemis minikra l'saper la'acher b'loshon shira midvar. Even if it's just to shoot the breeze, to let it known shadaito einenu notel azegamata that I really don't agree with it. I don't agree. This is not good. I tell the person. I really thought you should have been putter. I think you should have gotten a promotion. I think you should be off the hook. I'm sorry, I can't fight. I don't have the cock to fight. I'm only one person. Gam Kain, Isser, Gamor, who says the Chafetz Chaim, that is forbidden. Now, why is that forbidden? The Chafetz Chaim asks in his notes, why isn't that a case of Apei Tlasa? If there was, let's say, seven people on the board, anything said in front of three people is going to get out. And as we said, a Jewish secret is something you only tell your three best friends. So everyone, it's going to get known. So the Chafetz Chaim says, because if the person would find out afterwards that it wasn't unanimous, they understand. It's known that when a decision is made, not everyone feels the same way from the get-go. People don't know all the facts. People don't know everything so with such confidence. So then we have to discuss. And people's minds are swayed and changed. That's natural. But if I come out of a meeting and I tell a person, yeah, you know what, I thought you should have been president, or I thought you should have been on the board, but I think you should be Gabbai, but I got outvoted. So that makes it worse for the person who is hearing the bad information. And it makes everyone else on that committee out to be a bad guy. What you're basically saying is that I'm smart, I know what I'm talking about, but these guys don't know what they're saying. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that would be a prohibition of Lashon Hara, which I think was a very interesting and relevant halacha. Okay, the next os, which on page 3, os Yud Beis, is also very relevant. Od ra'isi luchtov davar echad beferush. I have to write something explicitly. Mimei she'ra'isi she'harbe anashim mur galin bezeh. Many people are accustomed to doing this. V'hu, kishu dorish echa, we referenced this a couple of weeks ago. Kishu dorish echa bebeis hamedrash. When someone's getting up and giving a drasha in shul, like right now. Asar al pi hadin lehal'ig mimenu v'lomar. It's forbidden, me'ikra din, to, it's the proper terms of lehal'ig, to ridicule, to embarrass, to talk negatively. And to say, she'ein bidrosho sab mamish v'she'ein malishmoa. Yeah, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. There was really not much to hear. Ubav nosein ha'rabim v'ina shahar ben ashim prutzim b'zeh. Many people have a problem with this. V'lo yachshavu halag hazeh le'iser klal. People think it's not a problem. You hear this all the time. Oh, how a guy walks out of the speech. There was a scholar residence. The person went to hear a lecture. A person went to hear a shir. There was a drasha. Yeah, he didn't say anything. There was no content. Nothing really all that interesting in that speech. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ba'al Pi Din, Hu Lashon Hara Gemura. It's actually a real bona fide, straight up Lashon Hara. First of all, you could cause a person to lose money. He might not get another job. He might not get another position as a scholar in residence. Or he might not get a job in a school or in a shul. And even if that's not the case, the kampam tsar ubi ushgamkin. It's painful. It's embarrassing for a person to know or for people to be talking negatively about him. Maybe it's true. Maybe the speaker didn't really have anything to say. Maybe it wasn't so riveting. Maybe it wasn't so interesting. Hello, Lashon Hara Asra Fial Emes. Lashon Hara is true, we said in the first week. Lashon Hara is applicable even if what you're saying is true. Kimat toelas mechadein hamalig uhu mitzlotzitz achar zeh beleitzanuso. What really is he trying to accomplish? If you're trying to accomplish that this guy's not a good speaker and you want to work with him, so the Chafetz Chaim goes on to say, if you really care about him, you would talk to him privately, and maybe you would call up and say, listen, I want to let you know, maybe you should prepare more, maybe you should be more interested, maybe you should be more engaging. Then you could try to help the person, but just to walk around and say he had nothing to say, it's not worth going to hear him, so you're not accomplishing anything, and it's causing pain to the person. The Chafetz Chaim, on the bottom, in his notes, he says, maybe it should be Apli Tlasa. There are 300 people in the shul, so everyone heard it. Everyone knows he didn't really have much to say. It was obvious. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that's not true. First of all, says the Chafetz Chaim, we all have different styles. I mean, you could ask 10 people in the shul what kind of speaker they want to hear for a scholar in residence, or for any speaker, and some will say they want something very intellectually stimulating, and some will say they want something inspiring, some will say very text-based, some will say source-based, some will say you want a lot of stories and a little more fluffy, other people say it's too deep, it's too long, it's too short. I mean, before I was a rabbi, I used to criticize rabbis also. Chas v'shalom. But people have different styles. So you might think there was nothing to hear, there was nothing of substance, but that's not true. Apei Tlasa, the heter of Apei Tlasa, the Chafetz Chaim said, was only if you're repeating word for word what you heard. But this is subjective. That's an opinion. So to say that the speaker had nothing to say, it was no good, that doesn't accomplish anything, and that's Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim says even more than that. A lot of times people criticize Rabbanim, it's because the rabbi does his piskei halacha you don't agree with. Or he gives too much mussar. And the easiest way, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's that new phenomenon, the easiest way to push aside mussar is to discredit the person giving the mussar. So there are all these other reasons that we're saying negative things about a speech, so there's no heter of Apli Tlasa, even though there are 300 people listening to the speech. If that's true, so can you ask someone, how was the speech? So I found online, you turn to page 5, there's a sefer, the Dirshu Chafetz Chaim. It's not Rav Shalom Rosner. Don't get confused. Rav Shalom Rosner is a very popular magashir, and he switched to Karen Biav the next year. He was in Woodmere for a long time in YU. People say his Daf Yomi is, if not the best, one of the best out there. This is Rav Shlomo Rosner. The Dirshu quoted this sefer. I found it online in Otsar Chachma. I called 4 different farm stores today. The sefer is out of print. In the front of the sefer, it has his address, something Rehov Amin Hadav in Yerushalayim. I don't know where that is. But one of my students who's there in Yerushalayim took a bus and found his apartment, but I didn't tell him the name of the author, and it was an apartment building with like 10 apartments, so he didn't know which apartment it was. So I'm going to try to get my hands on the sefer. But he asks the question, if you take a look on page 5, Sheila hay mutter lechadchila lishol hey chaya ha-hesped o hadrasha shel ploni o hashir ha-kloli shel Rosh Hashiva. Oh, so-and-so gave a eulogy at the funeral. How was his eulogy? How was the shir? How was the drasha? How is the Shir Klali? And a lot of Shivas, the Rosh Shiva gives a Shir Klali and everything they learned that week. So can you ask someone that question? Maybe it's Lifnei Iver, because if a guy says, wasn't so good, you might have a problem. So he goes through this. We're not going to go through the whole Tshuva. I gave you the answer on the second page, on page 6. He wants to say, to ask how is the Drasha or the Shir, it's not Usher. Because you don't know that the person is going to say it was bad. Now, if you're talking to a negative, critical person, it's probably a good idea not to. But there's no prohibition of lifnei iver l'kitei mikshol unless you know for sure that the person is going to end up violating the prohibition. But if you ask a regular person, how is the shir, hopefully they won't respond in a negative way. What about to say, the shir? Not his best one ever. So is that a problem? Because people say that. Oh, How was the shir? How was the drasha? It was just solid, but not the best one he's ever given. So that's not so simple, because does that cause pain and embarrassment? I guess I'm the only one here who speaks every Shabbos. You can't expect that every single speech you give is going to be the best speech you ever gave in your life. So he says maybe it's not a problem. The flip side is that it's still hurtful. It would be hurtful to the speaker if he hears people saying it's not the best shir ever. So he writes, if you say that today it was okay or is a little weaker than usual, he's not sure. He says, Tzarchi and Gadol, I'm not sure. Because on the one hand, you're not really saying anything terribly negative. Your intention isn't to put the guy down or embarrass the person speaking. But what are you really accomplishing? So he's not sure if that would be okay. If it's Luktoelas, meaning if someone asks you how so-and-so shear, because they want to know if they should go to that shear or go to another shear, or they want to know what shear to listen to online, or they want to know what book to read or what speaker to go to, because there's a whole option, so then what your words are Luktoelas, and it wouldn't be a problem. At the end of the day, we should all praise the rabbi always, and then we don't have any problems. And you're thinking, well, if the rabbi always gives a good speech and there's nothing to talk about, always two sides of a coin. The third, moving to the third halacha, which also I think is a very interesting, and that gets onto page 4, the halachos of secrets. Is there any prohibition to relay information that was told to me? And is there a difference if the person said it's a secret or if the person didn't say it's a secret? Now, I'm super sensitive to these halachos, being married to a doctor, and everything is HIPAA, which is a good thing. Now, you can't live life talking to everyone as if everything is HIPAA. I'll tell you that around, I don't know, maybe 8-9 years ago, my wife was doing her training in L.I.J. Schneider's, her residency, and unbeknownst to me, a good friend of mine's son was hurt in a very bad bike accident, and he had a punctured spleen. Now, I had no idea. I had called my friend randomly. I hadn't spoken to him in a couple weeks, and he said, Sariel, what's wrong with you? So we tell him, and he goes, I have serious tinnitus. I said, Adam, what do you mean? You couldn't call? I said, what are you talking about? You couldn't call to see how my son was doing? I said, Adam, I promise, I have no clue what you're saying. He said, your wife took care of my son for a week in the ER. I said, she didn't tell me. And I got upset about it. I said, of course, in that case, he would have wanted you to tell me. Okay, well, you can't start making cheshbonos, and when you could keep it, professionalism and HIPAA, those things are all very strong. There's very interesting articles about rabbi, congregant, if that's subject. There was actually a lawsuit, I forgot which rabbi, it was a crazy case. It might have been, I'm not sure. A rabbi in the Five Towns, a woman, a husband and wife were having serious shalom bias problems, and the wife told the rabbi that to get back at my husband, I'm not telling him, but I'm not going to the mikveh. So every time we're together, it's his, you know, there's karis. So the rabbi felt halachically he needed to tell her husband, so there's no problems of karis. I think there's a big lawsuit. This part I didn't prepare. I'm thinking this on the spot now. I think there was a big lawsuit whether there's a clergy, congregant, whether that's bound by HIPAA law. It's very interesting. I'll try to find the article, maybe email it out. But what's the status halakhically of a secret? If I tell you something, am I allowed to just tell people? What's the status and where does that come up over here? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Os Yud Gimel on page 4, Im echad gila lechavero ba'ape tlasa inyan isko umischaro v'kayotze b'zeh. in front of three people, I tell you a business I'm going to do. A business idea, I'm going to go buy something over here, I'm going to purchase that business, there's a great deal over here. Devarim asher bistama asr achar kach legalos la'achir. Though that piece of information, I would normally not be allowed to tell someone. I could hurt the individual. If I tell people about this business idea that he had, they might go take that business and you could hurt the person who told you. So says the Chafetz Chaim, it's pen yuchal agiyah la'ayidei zehezek l'tzar. It could cause damage or pain to the investor. But, ach ata, shegila lo davar zeba ape tlasa, the fact that I told Moshe Lo this piece of information in front of three other people, what do we assume now when three people hear something? Everyone's going to know. Im kein re'inu she'inu choshesh l'zeh. We see that. It's not just, I don't care if people know. If I cared that people know, I wouldn't have told Moshe in front of three other people. Af imis galabasof. I don't care that people are going to find out about this. V'lachin mutter l'zeh ha'shomea mimenu l'chatchila l'galos la'achirim. As long as I didn't tell Moshe, don't tell anyone, Moshe is allowed to go tell other people. Because the fact that I told him in front of three other people, I'm showing that I don't care if it gets out. If I told three people, the whole shul, the whole community is going to know within minutes. The Chafetz Chaim, though, has a kasha. I'd like you to turn to page 7, a very interesting Gemara. It's an even more interesting source. The Gemara in Yuma, that Dalam and Biz, the Gemara writes, Minayin la'omer davar, on the bottom of Dalam and Biz, page 7 in Masechet Yuma, Minayin la'omer davar l'chavero, shehu bebal yomar. From where do I know that when I tell my friend something, that it's bound by a prohibition of not saying it to anyone else? So I tell you something, you can't tell it to anyone else. How do I know? You can't tell anyone else until I tell you that you can. I need to give you explicit permission. God spoke to Moshe from the Ohel Moed. Lay more. And he said to him, you can tell people. If he didn't say the word lay more, why does he need the word lay more? God spoke to him from the Ohel Moed. Lay more, saying you can tell people. If he wouldn't have said you could tell people, it would have been prohibited for Moshe Rabbeinu to say anything. So ask the Chafetz Chaim, wait a second, forget about Lashon Hara, forget about the fact that it might hurt this investor, this businessman, by me telling other people, and that's Lashon Hara. I can't tell anyone, because you see from this Gemara that there's an Isser to say over a secret. Not even a secret, nothing with secrets. There's an Isser to tell anyone anything that they tell me, unless they tell me I can tell anyone. I'm going on vacation to Florida, I went to vacation. I'm buying anything. This Gemara sounds like that. Anything you tell me, I can't tell anyone. So says the Chafetz Chaim, what do you mean? Forget about Lashon Hara. It should be Usher because of the Isser of telling a secret. The Chafetz Chaim has two answers to that question, very fundamentally different. The first answer says the Chafetz Chaim, this Gemara, there's no Isser. It's Midos. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, interpersonal relationships, it's not nice. If I tell you something, you shouldn't tell other people. There's no Isser. The Me'iri in that Gemara says that. It's a Midos type of thing. So there's no Isser. Here, you're dealing with an Isser, Lashon Hara. That's why, if not for the fact that I was said in front of three people, I wouldn't be able to tell it to anyone else. That's the first answer to the Chafetz Chaim. The second answer is fundamentally very different. There is an Isser to tell every secret, always. But only if the person says it to you in a way that you could reasonably assume they don't want it told to anyone else. You know, can you come to the side for a second? Can you come to my house? I want to tell you something. Make sure no one's around. I whisper it to you. So then you can assume that I don't want it told to anyone else, and you're not allowed to say it over to anyone else. But if I'm just in shul, if I'm at a kiddush, I'm just talking randomly and I tell you a piece of information. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that is not bound by this Isser in the Gemara. So you have two different ways to understand this Gemara. The first way to understand the Gemara is that it's Midos, there's no Isser. If it's going to cause the person harm, then it becomes Usser. unless it's known, apetlasa. And the second approach in the Gemara, the Chavetz Chaim, is that it is forbidden, but only if the person lets you know that, or makes it obvious that they don't want you to let anyone else know about it. A very interesting practical application of this, the Dirshu quotes through Chaim Kanievsky, who says that if you're a renter, you can't tell anyone what you're paying in rent. Why? Because when your lease or your whatever your the time that you're renting is up, the person might decide to raise prices. And now by you saying, I'm only paying $1,800 a month or whatever the number is, so you're hurting the owner and his ability to raise a price later on, because the person you told might now be able to negotiate, or he's going to get angry at the person and he could cause loss. I experienced this because in camp, I run a camp over the summer, and I don't have one set a pay scale for staff members. It depends on their age, how many years they've been working in camp, how talented I think they are, and how hard I think they're. Maybe it's not a good system for me. That's always been the way I worked. I didn't realize that people all talk to each other to find out how much they're making, and it caused a lot of anger of people always saying, I'm the same age as him, why is he making $300 more? Why is he making $500 more? And it made very uncomfortable conversations, and I had to change the whole way I deal with my salaries. And I think, according to that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and this Chavetz Chaim, that would be a problem of Lashon Hara. If the person thinks I'm messing over the other person, and that's why he's telling him, that's a different story. That's going to be L'Toelas, and that's going to be okay. But if it's just Stam to Shmooze, so that hurts me. Now I either have to pay the other person more, or I have to deal with fighting and people who are angry with me, and that could damage me, the owner, very much. You look bothered.
Hey, why is the owner more important than the tenant?
No, because if he's being wrong, that's a different story. Who sets? Let's take a house. Let's take the house. What's the market value for a rented house? $2,500.
Can't tell you.
What?
I can't tell you.
Right. So, I don't know, let's say 25, I don't know, the last, in Queens I was running, I think I was paying, I don't know, whatever, $2,500. So, there's no fair or not fair. It's all based on market value and what you could get for it. So, if someone calls up and says, hey, what are you paying in rent? And I say 25, what do you mean the guy wants to charge you $2,900 now? Why is it right for me to relay that information? I mean, I should, why am I helping the owner more than helping the next potential tenant?
Yeah, the owner and the tenant both want to know what market rate is. So they're going to try to find out what people are paying in the market. Right, the owner wants to find out, the tenant wants to find out. How do they find out unless people are telling them what?
We can find out from other houses, but it's the owner. The owner can charge whatever he wants, and if this makes it harder for him to make more money, right? But I don't know, let's say in school, I have the rebellion. I don't know. In your law firm, people talk about their salaries. We don't do that for other reasons, but for some reason, my boss wants to give me more money. My boss wants to give me more money. Let's say if I tell another rebbe what my salary is, and his salary is less than that, now I should try to help all the rebbe. I mean, it could be they're all making more than me. I have no idea. But now that could put the principal or the head of school in a very, very tough spot now that he has all these employees angry. I mean, most of us are, because we're not getting paid enough. Anyways, that's a separate conversation.
Schools are pretty transparent. I mean, especially with the internet. I mean, look at law firms. Associates will post what they're making and things like that.
Right. Okay, so that's a different story. In yeshivas, it's just you can find, I think, what is it, 1099 has the top five salaries. But no one knows, and everyone's got their own deal and situation, and it could be in rent, the landlord, the owner charged me less because he liked me, or because he knew my first, no one does that, but let's just, I don't know, I hear.
Yeah,
The last point I'll say, I know I went a little over time today, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky has a tshuva whether you could relay a secret that a person told you while they were alive, now that they're no longer alive. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it's not allowed. It's not allowed, even though they passed away, even if it's something that doesn't cause, let me make sure I'm getting it right, even something that doesn't cause them any, even if it doesn't cause them any ganai, it doesn't hurt their family or anyone else after they pass away. So Chafetz Chaim said, Chaim Kanievsky said it's not okay. He doesn't explain why. The Dirshu quoted other Achrodim who say it's not a problem. Because the reason not to say a secret is because of the Haftal Recha Kamocha. It's Midos. There's no Haftal Recha Kamocha when a person is no longer alive. So if it's going to denigrate his name or embarrass the family, so then it's going to be forbidden. If a person told you a random secret, they're not longer alive, he quoted other Achron and would say there's no Haftal Recha Kamocha after they pass away. So let's review very quickly. Number one, walk out of a vote in any matter about people to say, I really thought the other way, but I got outvoted. That's a problem because you're really making everyone else in a very tough situation and making them look worse. And even though it's ba'api plusa, it'll be found out. It'll be very different if it comes out naturally versus you telling him, hey, see, I agreed with you, but what am I supposed to do? If riles could rile a person very much. Second halacha was not to criticize or rip on a speaker. It doesn't have to only be a rabbi. Anyone who's speaking, because it's even though everyone else heard it, they heard the same speech, but it's in the eyes of the listener. People have different styles, and what you think might be the worst speech ever, I've heard that. We've had speakers to school over the years, and one principal will say, best speech I've ever heard in my life, and one principal will say, he didn't say anything. We all have that. We all have different styles and different things we like. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Rasner, not to be confused with Shalom Rasner, to ask someone, depends, the person who's going to potentially criticize or not. And the third halacha is the potential issur of saying over a secret. Either it's just midos, so it's not a problem, unless it's going to bring some kind of pain or loss to the individual. Or, now there is an issur, but only if the person lets it known that they don't want it told over. At the end of the day, we should just try to not be nosy and not be yentas and not talk negatively or talk about other people, and we will be okay. Just go.